This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So here is a way to frame things in this economy right now. See if this works for you. Things are getting better, but they are getting better more slowly. And part of that more slowly thing is that sometimes you actually go backward. The number of people who made first-time claims for unemployment benefits is back over 1 million for last week. We got that number this morning. It's not a huge jump from the report we got last Thursday, but definitely going the wrong way. Also going the wrong way, the number of job postings in some big sectors of this economy. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra gets us going.
Job listings are down by about 20% compared to this time last year, according to the job site Indeed.com. Nick Bunker at Indeed says they were down by even more in April and May, but now the rebound that had started has basically come to a halt.
Which suggests the possibility of a quick V-shaped recovery for the labor market continues to diminish. It's increasingly looking like we're in for a long haul when it comes to this recovery.
Job postings have fallen dramatically in industries that you'd expect, like hospitality and tourism, but also in banking and finance and software development.
We're at a stage now where we're seeing a pretty broad hit to posting. It's not just in those sectors of the economy that are directly affected by the coronavirus.
And these numbers give us a sense of how a lot of employers are thinking right now. Daniel Zhao is a senior economist at Glassdoor, which also tracks job listings.
Businesses are less confident about their ability to return to economic normal, and thus they aren't hiring as much because they're concerned about their ability to keep those people employed in the long term.
And that tells us what to expect from future unemployment numbers, because it's hard to find a job when you can't find a company that's hiring. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.